Chazor sich nicht über Chesu Schwang, wenn wir uns sechs Wochen darf ein Wov. Sagt der nächste Mischne, if an Oshem became mixed up with the Shlomim, the Bishimen says both of them should be shechted in the north and should be eaten according to the Chumra of each of them. The Chum said to him, he would be increasing the chance that a carbon will be left over as possible by shortening the allowable time for eating the Shlomim, and that's not allowed. Mishnah continues, if a piece of meat of one carbon can mix with pieces of meat of another carbon, whether it was Kachay Kachum and Kachum Kalim, or whether it was things that can be eaten for one day and a night and things that can be eaten for 2 days and a night, they should be eaten according to the Chumra of each of them. Zogt Gemara, Braisa was taught in front of Rav, it said, one may not use money of Shemitah produce to buy Truma, because that limits the eating of the Truma to the time limit allowed for eating Shemitah produce. The Rabbanan said to Rabbah, this Braisa can't follow Rav Shimon, because he's not concerned with increasing the chance of that a carbon we left over as possible, and would therefore also have no problem with limiting the time for the Truma that can be eaten. Rabbah said, the Braisa may follow Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is not only concerned when it was only not concerned when it was ready mixed, but the Evid. But he would not allow you to go ahead and do something that the chatchila that would limit the ability to eat whatever like in this case. Abaye asked, the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon allows the kohen to spice the meats of korbanos even with spices of truma. Now that limits the allowable time to eat this truma, and it shows that Rav Shimon even allows us to be done the chatchila. Rava said you can't bring a proof from this case because truma on spices is only derabbanan. In fact, our Mishnah says that a kohen may not purchase truma with money of ma'aser sheni, but Rav Shimon allows it. We see that Rav Shimon allows us the chatchila even though it limits the eating of the truma. It now can only be in Yerushalayim. To this, Rava remain quiet. Rabbi Yosef asked Abaye, why did you ask from another Mishnah which says that one may not cook vegetables of Shemitah with oil of Truma so that the Truma not risk becoming pasul along with the Shemitah? But Rav Shimon allows it. We see from over here that Rav Shimon allows this even the Chatchila. Abaye said the oil discussed in the Mishnah is vegetable oil. Therefore, the Truma on it is only the Rabbanim. The same way he dismissed my proof from the case of the spices of Truma by saying that Truma is only the Rabbanim, he would have said the same thing over here. Rabbi Yosef said if the Mishnah was discussing Truma de Rabbanon, it would have given the example of Truma of vegetables and oil of Shemitah. The fact that it referenced oil of Truma means it was referring to the Raisa. Abaye said, had I asked from this Mishnah, he would have answered the same way when I answered him from our Mishnah that the case is where it was already mixed, the case of Bediyevet. In fact, if it was already mixed, why would the Rabbanan say they may not be cooked? And for tomorrow, it's just like our Mishnah where the Shlom and the Oshem were already mixed and still the Rabbanan said it's Osir, so as not to cause the Oshem to become Pasul quicker. They would hold the same thing with regard to the oil of Truma. In fact, but they're Machmer in the Mishnah because there's a remedy to allow the animals to graze, get a mum, and buy new Karbanas. In the case of the oil, there's no remedy. It's more similar to the later case of the Mishnah where pieces of meat of one carbon become mixed with pieces of meat of another carbon, and over there, because over there there's no remedy, and that's why the meat may be eaten within the bounds of the chumra set of two carbonas. Rather, the case of the truma oil must be where it was not yet mixed, and still the Rav Shimon allows them to be cooked together, although it limits the eating of the truma. And as Ravina said, the case is not like the case of the mixed pieces of meat. In the case of the meat, there's absolutely no remedy. In the case of the oil, there is a remedy to squeeze out the oil from the vegetables, but the rabbanon don't allow cooking them together. For this reason. So Rabbi Yosef says squeezing is actually not a remedy. If it's squeezed very hard, it's going to cause the vegetables to become ruined. If it's not squeezed very hard, it will leave some oil mixed in with the vegetables of Shemitah. Fleck digamar, Abaye tried to refute Rabbah again from another Braisa. The Braisa says that if a person is a Safik Metzayer, Rabbi Shimon says he brings a carbon and a lug of oil on the eighth day and says if he's truly a Metzayer, it should be an Asham. If he's not, it should be a Shlomim. The carbon is then eaten for one day and a night like an Asham. We see that Rabbi Shimon is not concerned with limiting the allowable time for eating a carbon. And for the Gemara, maybe that he allows that only because this remedies the person from his classification as a Metzayer. But otherwise, maybe he would not allow that to be done. In fact, this process works for the carbon, meaning if it's not an Oshem, it becomes a Shlomim. But what about what's done with the lug of oil? If he's truly not a Metzayer, how can it be brought? And for the Gemara, he says, if the oil is not needed, it should be an Adava. In fact, if he's not a Metzayer, then he would have to take off a Kaimitz and offer it on the Mizbeach. The Kayin takes off, does a Kemitza. In fact, if he's a Metzayer, there has to be seven applications with the oil. The Kayin does the seven applications. After the kmitza, there's less than a full lug of oil. So how can the applications then be done if there's not a full lug of oil? After taking the kmitza, they bring a little oil and add it to the oil. To complete the lug, we find the Mishnah that allows this to be done. If he's not truly a Mitzari, the kmitza must be burned on the Mizbeach. The Kohen burns it on the Mizbeach. If it's burned after the seven applications are done, it would be a kmitza on which the leftovers are no longer complete, and we don't burn such a kmitza. If it's burned before the seven applications, it may not be burned because once part is burned on the Mizbeach, we're no longer allowed to offer other parts. After the Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shimon Padi said, the Kayan says, if the person is a Mitzari, the sprinkling is done for him. If he's not, the sprinkling is being offered as fuel for the fire of the Mizbeach, and we find that Rabbi Eliezer of Abraisa allows this. If he is truly not a Mitzari, then the amount of oil that's added after the Kemitza is taken has never had a Kemitza taken from it, and therefore it should be Osir. Mar said he redeems that oil and removes his Kedusha. Where does he redeem it? If he redeems it in the Azara, he has brought Chulin to the Azara. If he does it outside, he has taken Kachim outside the Azara. Mar said he does it inside, and since it becomes Chulin on its own, own when it's already inside the Azara, it's not a problem. In fact, the Gemara Shimon said that one may not make a nedava of oil, and the Gemara, it may be that he allows that only because this remedies the person from his classification as a Metzayer, but otherwise in a Chanami, he does not allow it. Zachmar Rav Chumi, the name Rav Huna bat Achlifa, said in front of Ravina, why doesn't the person say that the Oshim should be an Oshim Tolui? It must be that the Tan who argues on Rabbi Eliezer is Rav Shimon, who holds that one may not make an Adov of an Oshim Tolui. Ravina said the animal brought for an Oshim is different than the animal brought for an Oshim Tolui, and that's why it cannot be done.